brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Hey, everybody. Don't touch that dial. Don't adjust your set. Don't shift your chair around. This is Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
Be still.
Talk about everything good in life that is worth discussing. On today's sud segment, we're going to talk about a lot of great beer where we drink, belch, and repeat. We're going to have this is going to be an unusual episode.
It already feels kind of unusual.
Yes, to me. That is an understatement. Today's weird episode is what happens when good old boy Dave tries to get one over on the rest of us.
And succeeds.
He's so happy.
Wise move.
He's so happy.
He's almost giddy.
He is. I'm not so sure about all this. So I'd have to say it's the definition of a questionable decision for sure. Yep. Yep, that's right. This is the episode that's part of the Summer of Questionable Decisions. Here joining me at the table is good old boy Dave.
All right, all right, all right.
Yeah. He enjoys this you way wish. Too much you for wish. Sure. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey.
I think they've actually slipped some drugs into all these drinks. That's really what's happening.
You do look a little like Matthew McConaughey.
Thanks, buddy.
Good old boy Kendall is at the radio microphone right to me.
Normally, I like to chime in with, like, it's good to be here, but I'm not so sure
yeah.
today.
Yeah. Right, yeah. You're going to have to double your fee, right?
What is 2 times 0?
Hey, this is good old boy Mike. I am hosting this episode today. And at microphone left to me is good old boy Caperton.
Hello. 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 Can you hear me?
Yeah, barely. Good. Yeah.
I'm here. I am here. I'm confused and lost and...
And the
so nothing's different.
The torture queen herself is, down there. She's grinning ear to ear. Look at this. She's scheming right away. It's good old gal Juliana.
Hi. Mm. I can't wait for this episode.
I think this episode should be called Get Even with Mike. That's exactly what I think this episode is really called about. Humor. For sure. Well, before we move on, let's talk about who is our advertiser for this segment.
Pull My Finger. It's the dating app for marriage-minded singles who want to skip past the excitement and, well, hard work of new relationships and get right to the good stuff. Forget the little black dress and go straight to sweatpants and an old t-shirt. No more glamour shot profile pics, no makeup, no filters, no problem. When you're ready for the real thing and you don't have time to stop and smell the roses, pull my finger. Download today.
Well, you know, we've done a lot of interesting shows for our summer series. We've done boat beers. We've done lawn beers. Mm-hmm. We've done a Summer of Questionable Decisions several times. And, so if you've missed any of those previous series and our other summer seasons, definitely go back and check those out. They're a lot of fun. So with most of our episodes, we usually know what beers we're trying, or at least the style of the beer. Today, though, not so much.
Nothing.
Dave and Juliana have kept the rest of us completely in the dark.
They make fun of the way I read.
We each got a sheet of paper so we could write down hate notes for against Dave, as well as our ratings, which usually run with the number one.
Yep.
And so we didn't get to see any of the scripts before we turned the microphones on at all. So we have no idea what is in the flight of 8 beers that we tasted here, but we did come up with some theories. So this flight has a mystery ingredient. One common thing against all 8 of these beers, they don't look alike. they don't smell alike, they don't taste alike. And so we have come up with the following theories as to what all of this has in common. The first off, Caperton had a really good guess that these are all gluten-free beers. That's pretty solid.
They were that bad.
What? No buzzer, no dinger? You're saying, okay, well, there we go.
Incorrect.
Incorrect. I think there's going to be a lot of that. Let's see. I thought they might have been all Canadian beers.
That was a good guess, too.
You picked all the crappy side of InBev's entire portfolio. Okay. Close.
That could be true, That could be
That's actually
true.
Not far off.
Not right. far
that's,
off.
That's close.
Yes.
Time will tell.
Macro beers under $2.33. Oh, well, okay. The bottom of the beer fridge.
Yep.
Okay.
That was a good guess.
The torture flight from hell.
Yes.
I think that's I think that is really close. Yes. All raspberry beers. Okay. All right. And these are all Dave's homebrew that sucks.
Wow. Yeah.
Time will tell.
Wow.
Yeah.
All okay. right. So I thought that those were all very plausible theories.
Yep.
You sure. know, I thought that it was
some good ones.
Quite in interesting. So we have 8 beers that we're going to go through today, and we're going to talk about our tasting notes. And Dave, so do you have anything to tell us about what these beers have?
So these 8 beers you just tried and rated and put your notes on, the common ingredient is actually sort of a lack of an ingredient. They are all non-alcoholic.
Okay.
Everything here has 0.5% ABV or less.
Totally believable.
Yeah.
Totally. Well, this does not speak well for my friends who have to drink.
Well,
this
and
stuff.
That's the thing. It's like I wanted to do a show about low ABV or non-alcoholic beers, but I didn't want you guys going into the tasting having a preconceived idea.
He also wanted us to volunteer for it.
Well, that was the other thing too. I knew if I said, "Hey, everybody, who wants to come over Saturday and drink a bunch of NA beers?"
I gotta do my nails.
I wanted to get the most honest impression, and for better or for worse,
right?
Very, you know,
so
very
I won. They're all Canadian beers.
They all have alcohol, but with the exchange rate,
with the exchange rate, it's really so negative alcohol. See, now,
banned once again.
Yeah, thank you. I knew
the
that was
only good. Thing I picked up on a few of these beers is I thought they had kind of that faint European type of characteristic. So that would explain it, because I know that NA beers are really popular over there.
Let me ask this.
Just I want to
be
flabbergasted.
This just looks like my urine.
Can we do this over?
Are non-alcoholic beers gluten-free by nature?
Some are.
Yeah. Some I would imagine some would have to be.
I don't think that is going to. Not across, it was a not very across good the board. Guess. Yeah, I agree.
I wanted to be right.
It was a very good
most
guess.
Of them are. Most of them, I think, are vegan.
Vegan, yeah.
So, okay. But who does that surprise? So
no.
I think the setup was in. It was tainted because you said what do these beers have? What common ingredient do these beers have in common? That's what he said.
Yeah, my ratings definitely reflect
what common ingredient is missing.
Well, in all
of these beers,
you know. The lack of alcohol is a common ingredient.
Yeah.
I got to give you credit for finding 8 alcohol-free beers.
I could have gotten more.
Dave has paid attention to me doing depositions.
Really,
because
I can only think of
that. It's not what you're asking. It's what you're not asking.
And the most popular one that you're thinking of is 3.
Sir, I need you to answer the question.
Yes, right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So all Dave's homebrew that doesn't have alcohol. Okay, winners.
What a zinga.
All right. Well, good old boy Caperton, why don't you take a minute, tell everybody what we're going to be doing as we go through these beers.
Yes, we will be discussing and rating these. Do we even call these beers
now? Yeah, I was about to say, that's a real stretch.
Near
these
beers.
Beverages.
Near beer.
With the suds ratings, plus our signature belching sounds. And typically, these ratings go through 1 through 5. Spoiler alert. We go 1 through 5. But for today, I'm just going to read the first 3 because we did not rate any of these beers above a 3. So, for a rating of 1, that sucks. Give me anything but a Bud alcohol-free.
What is that called?
Bud yeah. N-A.
Bud N-A.
Bud N-A.
There you go. Okay. Rating Bud. Of 2. 2 was a popular rating today, and that is, was that even a belch?
Can't yeah, be a beer fart weird. If there's no beer.
And we're topping out today with the rating of 3. Ah, what a relief. I guess.
It's almost over.
Misleading. It's misleading.
Well, episode. Thank you for covering the SEDS ratings for us there, Caperton.
Yeah, we skipped 4 and 5. Skipping yep. 4 and 5.
3/5.
Our beers that on our sheet are all go by letter designations from A to H, all 8 beers. So we're going to go through each beer, and we'll talk about our tasting notes and then our common reading out of that. I'm still just kind of flabbergasted.
I am too. Yeah, did you get crazy. These? Where did you get these? I mean, I guess you sourced them from different places.
No, one place.
Got Do you all. Have to go to a liquor store to buy NA beer?
Yeah, but you have beer? To go to a special section.
Like Microsoft.
Do they still card you to buy non-alcoholic
beer? No, they do not. And I actually, years good, ago, I good. Made that mistake. I went to the grocery store and I grabbed a 6-pack of Busch. Don't ask me why. And I went and they didn't card me. And I was like, what the hell? Why didn't they card me? And I get it outside.
Busch
NA.
Oh like, my gosh.
Son of a.
Head back to the mountains.
Yeah, you got to read it carefully.
And that's why back. It's in this flat, everybody.
Yeah, all these years later, I still held on
I
to
I knew
it.
that was where all this really started from, was some accident of some kind. Hey, we'll talk about this a bit more right after this break.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, welcome back to Sip, Suds, and Smokes. On today's Suds episode, we're going through a torture fest. So we were going through a flight of 8 beers we've all tasted blind. It is a mystery ingredient, or I should say it's the lack of an ingredient.
Yeah.
These are all 8 non-alcoholic beers. We still don't know what we tasted. We have captured our tasting notes for these. We're going to discuss each of these and rate it, and then we'll do a reveal of what that was. So we'll start off right here with beer number A.
Beer number A. Number
yep. Yes.
A.
Beer A.
That's why you're doing my job,
don't
man.
Don't mess with my Canadian influence here.
I'm the dunderhead here.
All right. So beer A, what'd you guys, your tasting notes on this? So I guess the one thing about this was a dark beer.
Yep.
But it was the only dark beer in the flight. And I don't know about you guys, but I picked it up and I'm like, And I'm like, wow, how can you have a beer this dark and there is no roast on it whatsoever? Right. It was very, not bitter
very
at all.
Very little.
No was, roast.
And some smoke. Is it smoky?
I got like a chocolatey, like a little faint hint of like a Tootsie Roll chocolatey
like
sweetness.
Almost like an oyster kind of, you know, minerality or something to it.
That's there too. But yeah. It's pretty awful. Really, really light aroma. I was getting like something vague spiciness.
God,
like
that is horrible.
Like little cinnamon kind of.
It's a little sweet. Yeah,
spice,
yeah,
little
maybe
thing
so.
Going on.
Yeah.
It's super thin, though.
Yeah. It's
wow. Not, so let's say you took all the goodness out of it.
But do you love it?
It was horrible. Lovable. You know, I just... I don't know how you can get something like that and just have no roasted malt at all. I mean, it's just... That was so bizarro land, you know?
So bizarro land. Yeah. Such a tough episode. Woo. Yeah. God almighty. All right.
Our suds rating for beer A is going to be a 2.
Duh. Duh.
And the big reel reveal for beer A is going to be...
She's breaking it out of the cooler here.
Well.
Maybe. Did we drink it all?
Beer.
Yeah, you drank it. You drank
drink
it all.
It all up, dude.
Right. I hope so. That was the big plan.
Okay, so this is a Intrepid Traveler coffee cream brew.
What?
Oh, man. Okay. What?
129 calories, 7 grams of sugar, 0.4% ABV.
Yeah, no.
It contains lactose and caffeine. The coffee cream stout with the alcohol out.
I would rather just have coffee.
That's
yeah. From, I would rather have just had
they
coffee.
They blew their wad what with the ad the agency point? There,
it is
didn't
from
they?
The Wellbeing Brewing Company yeah. in Missouri.
My. Oh, my gosh.
So
I would rather have a cold brew coffee yeah. than having whatever this
okay,
is.
So this is brewed with dark roasted Mississippi mud coffee.
No.
Flaked oats.
No.
Cinnamon, nutmeg, clove, and lactose.
Yeah,
it is an energetic revelation of spice and flavor
in
non-alcoholic beer.
There is a note of cinnamon.
There is.
I was getting that immediately.
There is. Yeah. There is. Liar. This is like if you got that.
let me see your sheet.
If you got those things at the convenience market that you add to
cinnamon.
Your coffee to make it more caffeinated,
it's a word that has to be in it.
It's like you've made a beer with Stokes.
Horrible.
Those little
gosh,
like the
all right.
That is just heinous, man.
Yeah, that's it's not good.
Okay.
Bless their hearts, as we say.
Hey, you know what?
I would rather drink the hard PBR coffee than this.
100%.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I just finished it like I had to.
Not alcohol free, is it?
It has got quite a bit of alcohol in it. But it's
so that's the reason why.
That's why you prefer it.
But it also tastes like coffee.
Yeah, yeah. At least you get drunk, though, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
This is going to be a long hour, folks.
Okay. So that was A. All right.
Yep. Beer B. And
seven
we
more to go.
This, right?
Yeah, no, we already did. We gave it a 2.
Gave it okay. a 2. Yep. Two. So okay. the Intrepid little, Coffee yeah. Cream Brew from Hell was a suds rating a 2. Yeah.
Okay. Number yep. B.
Number Beer B. All right.
What'd you
I actually
guys think?
Wrote down, I thought this was a clone of Miller High Life. It was malty. It was kind of sweet.
It is a crazy color.
It's the one that made me, this is when I started to think gluten-free.
I actually wrote down beer, an actual beer.
You know what?
But it's
this
not.
Does look gluten-free. Yeah, I've seen a couple of gluten-free beers, and they have this kind of, it's not really hazy, but it's just kind of cloudy.
Muddy. It's just a weird pale brown.
It's just like they gave up halfway through.
Yeah.
Something's.
Any other tasting notes? Was there cinnamon in this one?
No, there was not.
There is some. There is some hop in here. Though.
Yeah, there is some hop presence.
It tasted kind of stale to me. Like this one's probably been around a while.
Hey, that's a good descriptor for all of these. Actually,
yeah, pretty much. They all tasted
a little. Yeah.
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 Wow.
Okay.
Mm. All right. Well,
what did you guys rate this one?
Our suds rating for beer B is a 2. And the reveal is
okay. So this one is Klosthaler dry hopped, non-alcoholic with Cascade hops
from Deutschland.
Yeah. So
proud tradition.
This is a malt beverage, dry hop with Cascade hops. It is the world's first dry hop malt beverage in its category, brewed by the German pioneer of non-alcoholic malt beverages. It is full-bodied, amber-colored, and hints of malty caramel. By dry hopping, we crown its body with crisp citrus notes. Finally, we let our brew unfiltered to allow its rich flavor to unfold with every sip.
Please do not use the words rich and flavory.
Yeah.
It's got 89 calories, and it has won the World Beer Awards for 2017.
How can you win a beer award when it's not beer?
You know, that's just like you got to give everybody a trophy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
right. It's like, we're all going to participate. Oh,
they sent in their $50. We'll give them a trophy. Yeah. You're
turning beer into soccer.
So the key word there is they brewed this. So how are they getting the alcohol out? Is there a couple of methods for that, or
it's gotta
do we know what they're doing?
Well, they don't. There hadn't be no sugar and no yeast.
Do they use yeast even? I mean, I don't even know. I mean,
are they making a beer and taking the alcohol out, or is there a special process where there's just no alcohol?
I don't know.
Just like
it's some unnatural thing.
It is unnatural. I'll give you that.
Yeah. Well. While our crack research staff is looking that up, yikes. Hey Google, yikes. Tell me how to make non-alcoholic beer. Yeah.
Don't. So,
it actually says give. Don't try.
For God's sake,
don't try.
Be quiet.
Yeah. You started Google, it. You woke did. Google
yeah,
up.
I woke Google up. All right. So
they're always listening.
Just a reminder: our rating on the Dutch beer from hell was a Sudge rating of 2.
2.
And so we'll keep going along here.
Very generous. We
beer
were.
C.
I think winning the award for best non-alcoholic beer is kind of like winning prom queen for homeschool.
It's like being the thinnest kid at fat camp.
You know, I was the kid with the best eyesight at blind camp. I'm just throwing that out there.
Same thing.
Yeah, you know.
Skinniest kid in fan camp. That's good. All right. So, beer C. What'd you think about that one?
Skunky.
Worse than the other two.
Honestly, is this Heineken NA? Because it sure tastes like Heineken to me.
So, I wrote down, I thought it was a lager. It was crisp. It was light.
What?
It was very watery. I actually pegged this as a Mick Ultra.
I agree with those things, light, watery, but kind of crisp. I think.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, just, there is a crispness.
Do I really have to taste these?
Got
twice.
A little bit of noble hop flavor.
Yeah, yep. I thought it just had that vague characteristic of the international pale lager.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of reminded me of a St. Pauli girl kind of thing.
Spend some time in a green bottle.
A very lightly kind of thing. Slight struck.
Yeah,
maybe.
Definitely guessing it's a green bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so what did we rate this?
Our Sudge rating for beer C is a 2. And the big reveal is going to be...
Interestingly...
Into the cooler she goes.
I know. So it is in a green bottle.
It is.
Ah.
And it's the original. It's not the dry hopped, but we... The previous beer was the same, whatever it was.
But before they dry hopped.
Pioneers of European alcohol-free beer.
It's such a different color, though. It's completely different color.
Because all the hop crap didn't settle into it.
Maybe.
So it's the Dutch have tortured us twice on this.
Yes.
Yep.
And I think it's safe to say the hops helped in the other one. You know,
I don't know, can we send
all of the non-alcoholic beer to Dutch?
I kind of like. To, why are you sending German crap to the Dutch?
Hey, you just hate the Dutch. It to us. I just want to send it all back.
This is not Dutch.
This is German.
Oh, it's German.
German. Yeah,
keep up. Well, that changes everything.
Oh, that totally changes everything.
Just let him go. You know?
I just said Heineken to throw you off and St. Paul's to throw you off.
To the Dutch.
Kendall's got the right idea. I'm dutifully drinking every drop of this crap.
Why would a
it's not like it's going to make you drunk. Yeah.
Okay, so my little fun fact here on how do you make non-alcoholic beer.
Hit us, baby, with some knowledge.
So you brew like you would normally brew, except that once the beer has finished fermenting, you need to heat it to 175 degrees for 15 to 20 minutes. Alcohol evaporates at a lower temperature than the rest of your beer.
You almost distill it off.
It's a light distillation process.
Right.
Yeah.
So you will get all that delicious beer goodness minus the ABV.
So this is like anti-whiskey.
Yeah. Why can't it be better then?
So does that mean
sounds easy enough?
So does that mean that anybody can make a beer non-alcoholic? You just throw it in the microwave
and basically boil it up, and boom, you're done?
That
sounds like the pasteurization process.
I think maybe that kinda is why some of these have that stale character you get going. Because all these beers have been heated up, and you wonder how fast that happens. It's probably not like a flash pasteurization.
No. I wonder what boiled bud tastes like. Right.
I don't think I want to know.
So I guess to pasteurize, you just bring it up to that temp. You don't hold it for whatever they do.
You have to hold it for like a little bit. I don't think you have to hold it there
for. I like this. This is stepping into the theme of a questionable decision because I can hear a couple of guys, you know, in South Georgia going, yo, well, Fred, we're going to put all this beer in this pot and we're going to boil it and we're going to take all the alcohol out of it because Mama told me don't drink, so I'm not drinking alcohol. I'm going to put it all in this pot. Bring me another case of Bud Light. Put it in here.
We've had distilled. Some of you guys have had distilled beer. Anjay did that. And you ended up with a white spirit.
Well, we know the crew that makes the near beer whiskey,
like the beer schnapps,
right, or beer brandy.
Well, I've had that, Corsair made that hopped whiskey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, negative. It's not.
So it is a bad idea.
I told Derek it was a bad idea the day he said, oh, I'm going to use Galaxy and put it in, you know, and we're going to make a whiskey out of it.
I didn't like the Galaxy one. I think
that's a horrible idea.
I think it was the Cascade or Citra. Yeah, we liked.
So my question is one of the sip shows going to do a non-alcoholic bourbon show now?
No. You have to now.
Maybe. Yeah, you got to, Mike.
Yeah. Boy. You can't saddle us with this.
Yeah. we've broken the thing
right.
open.
The seal has been broken.
Maybe non-alcoholic wine. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe we might do a non-alcoholic
fruit juice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite fruit juice?
Yeah.
Terroir
coming off this is really awesome. I can't wait for that without raspberries.
What would low ABV whiskey be? Just awful?
A bad idea. Yeah. Just pretty much like this flight. Yeah. All right. If you're keeping track, that was another crappy non-alcoholic German beer that we rated a 2.
2.
What's the name of it again?
Klaus Toller.
Klaus
Toller.
Yeah. It needs to be gone. All right. Moving along to beer D.
Number D.
Not number D. Just beer D.
Number D, man.
Your tasting notes. Nasty. That's the first time I wrote down nasty.
Actually.
Yeah, but it's hoppy. It almost tastes like a watery beer.
This was my highest rated.
I don't mind this one.
I thought this was an ale and had a bit of a citrus overtone to it.
Yep. I thought it was rather crisp, had a little bit of good flavor. I did not like the aroma at all. I got even like a little hint of garbage, you know, kind of dirty rain.
some feet.
Seriously, like some mercaptan, I think's the word. It's not terrible when you drink it.
Like you could almost get used to this.
I think so. If I had to.
But here's my thing. Even still, like,
it'd be a tough.
What is the point? Like, why not just drink water or juice or
Lagunitas
tea?
Made
or,
hop water, didn't they?
Well, that stuff is delicious.
It's good.
Yeah. That stuff's good.
So this I guess I don't understand.
The grain, what put the point some hops is. In water and give me an opener. Wow. You know?
Like to look cool, like, oh, hey, dude, what you pounding there? Oh, just got me a sixer, some 0.5%, in a beer.
That's a good point. You know, I mean, I would think that part of your market for non-alcoholic beer are former beer drinkers who can no longer, for health reasons or whatever, drink alcohol. Dude, this cut it loose. This ain't going to bring you back to the good old days. Dude. You know? Let it go.
You could be having some nice sweet tea.
Yeah, or let it go.
I would drink something else.
This is awful.
Yeah. Wow. So our suds rating for beer D is a 3.
This was the pinnacle.
And the reveal for the beer D is...
Well, this one is kind of cool. So this is called Punk AF.
Ah.
Wow.
Any idea?
I know these guys.
Kendall knows. Yeah.
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 So they are on a mission to prove that alcohol-free does not equate to taste-free.
Yeah.
And
keep trying.
They're bringing a new alternative to the mainstream.
Halfway there.
A beer for those seeking a point of difference at 0.5% ABV that brings all the attitude of their flagship, all of the flavor, but none of the alcohol. Courtesy of BrewDog. I don't know
about that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, BrewDog.
Straight out of Scotland. Yeah, all
right. So like the BrewDog non-alcoholic flavor forward was not flavor forward. And I think, we rated that a 3.
I think they actually have a couple of non-alcoholic beers.
They've got 2 or 3 different kinds.
Yeah.
Mm. So I had a topic of everything good in life, you know. It's definitely worth it. So I was driving down the road this week, and right on the side of the road, there was a vegetable stand, but it had a big sign next to it. And it said, fresh organic eggs. And then over the top of it had Amish.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I'm like, mm-hmm. I keep on. And so my wife was like, oh, we really need some of these, and they're Amish. And
Amish,
I
go, eggs, yeah.
How would you know if they're Amish? Are there like Amish chickens?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, they have beards.
Little bearded.
Do they all walk around and call each other Yoder? Yeah. I mean, exactly. Yeah. How would you know that there is such a thing as an Amish and egg?
Here's the thing. If they're Amish, that means they ride in a buggy. So how fresh could they possibly be?
You know,
this is a good point, Dave.
They're a hardworking chicken.
So you're saying the work ethic of a Amish chicken would be something that you would really want to work towards.
Yeah.
I mean, you would be able to look and go,
a regular chicken.
You're Amish, you're not Amish.
You know, shouldn't make light of it. They do turn their little chicks loose when their chicks are teenagers and let them experience the world of a real chicken. And then they have to choose to come back and join the flock, so
there has to be like an entire marketing book that I've dismissed. So we've covered, there's Amish housekeeping. Ex Amish housekeeping. Yes.
Ex
Amish housekeeping.
They use electric vacuum.
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how you figure out that you were Amish, not that you are Amish. It's like, were you ever, I mean, so if those chickens, you know, ever become ex-Amish, would you call them ex-Amish organic eggs?
Absolutely.
Yes, you would.
I don't know.
We'll discuss this after this break.
They were shunned.
So bad.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, welcome back to Sip Suds and Smokes. On today's Suds episode, we're going through a torture fest.
Dun, dun, dun.
Literally.
Hey, this is a part of our summer. Yeah, that is an understatement. This is part of our summer of questionable decisions. And this is right at the top of a questionable decision. Is why would anybody go after a non-alcoholic beer? Yeah. So if you didn't keep track of what we're doing, we had 8 beers that we all tasted blind. And we rated and put our tasting notes to these. And we're going through the reveal of those blind beers. And there was a mystery as to what all these beers had in common. You said a common ingredient, but anyway.
Yeah.
The lack of alcohol is what, all these are all non-alcoholic beers. So.
He's going to stand by that.
I am standing by.
He's like, that's totally an ingredient. It's the lack
totally
of alcohol.
Totally an ingredient. It's the lack of, the lack of brain cells.
The all absence. Right.
So we were just having a riveting discussion about Amish chickens as well. Which,
yes. None of these beers.
That, rewind it just a bit, because I really want to know specifically if that chicken were to be become not Amish, would he get like an ex-Amish card? I mean, to show people to go,
a shunned
I'm producing
chicken.
Ex-Amish organic eggs. No,
but that chicken's going to hell for sure.
That's right.
You know, it's like, you know. Do you still call him a Yoder after that? I mean, how do you refer to the chickens, you know? Samuel. No, not Samuel anymore. It's
you have to, when you see the chicken, you have to turn your back on it.
Yeah, there you go. Just
look away.
Shame, yes. Shame. There we go. Oof. Something like that. Wow. All right, we got four more beers to go through here.
Can let's we tor- make it?
Do. Let's the torture just, continue with just, beer E as an Edward. Or everything sucks in this flight. Yes, your tasting notes are the lack thereof for this beer.
It's terrible.
To me, almost the same as C. Skunky, yep. That general international lager flavor.
I actually thought this was a Miller Lite, so we know that's not true.
There's an odd sweetness to this one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I said I thought
already
it was
dumped
a
Miller Lite.
You already dumped it.
Already dumped it.
Sad. Definite kind of adjunct.
Yeah.
You know, European.
I am so shocked lager. You guys are not finishing all the beers in your sample cups today.
Not today.
There's no payoff. Yeah,
I've got to drive home. Sorry.
Yeah. Right.
Stop. Kendall's being responsible.
Yeah. All right, so our sedge rating here for beer E is going to be a 2. And our reveal of beer E.
Oh, St. Pauli Girl, non-alcoholic, wow. 0.5%.
But I knew the Dutch were involved with this.
I like her, too.
This just looks like my urine.
But you don't like your evil twin?
No.
Just knew it. Somehow, some way, the Dutch were to blame.
This St. Pauli girl is the sister who's not that much fun. Yeah, okay.
Wow, man.
She's only got one mug.
Yeah.
When's the last time you guys had a St. Pauli girl?
Oh, gee, 25 years ago.
40 years, maybe? It's going to be at least 20 years ago since
I've been a while. I think we tried.
I'm gonna say 40 years. That's not an exaggeration.
I know. Yeah. I used to. Back old, even before craft took off, you know, St. Pauli and St. Pauli Girl Dark, I always enjoyed too.
Yeah.
Those would be my Air Force days.
Wow.
Gotta drink the good stuff.
That's right. You know. Protecting America.
It probably just tasted like that non-alcoholic St. Pauli Girl, you know, about the
you know,
same.
Speaking of the Air Force, when I was in the Air Force, one of my friends had a case of Miller High Life, and he put it in the trunk of his car. For approximately a year. Not by design. It just we were cleaning his car one day and we found a case of Miller High Life. Wow. He's like, oh wow.
Well aged.
It was better than this.
that's not saying a whole lot.
At least he got a buzz at the end of it.
That was better than this.
Wow.
Yeah.
So our sedge rating for the St. Pauli Girl non-alcoholic was a sedge rating of 2.
A deuce.
Moving on to
very generous
beer number F is going to be
one of my favorite letters.
What did you think of this?
It kind of tastes like a beer.
F is in. This is one of the first and only times we will do this. I actually wrote down, I thought this was a Pilsner, possibly a lager. Yeah, it was watery, yeah. Maybe a Coors Light.
It's not the worst of the bunch, for sure.
This was the best of the flight for me.
Yeah. Really? Really?
Yes.
What I give
I would agree. I think there was nothing too offensive about it.
This tastes like a beer. I mean, like,
yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's a beer.
You know?
Yeah. This actually tastes like a beer.
This is the beer, like, if you went to a place that didn't have a great beer list... You would get this beer. Yeah. You're like, you know what?
Better than nothing, right?
Yeah.
This is actually nothing.
If it'll wash down a burger, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I just finished it like a...
I wonder if we had a group of Amish chickens, which non-alcoholic beer they would have picked.
Yeah. They, they're pretty choosy, I think. The Amish chickens. They're not.
Are they smarter than regular chickens? Think, like those chickens?
I'm sure they are.
Can do all those smart things like math. Well,
you know,
and
they
stuff.
Say like you know, like from that movie Kingpin. He was like the Amish. You know, we do everything 1.5 times as better as everybody else. So, you know,
I'm gonna watch Kingpin tonight.
Are there chickens like you know a little bit bigger?
I wonder if those Amish chickens would have said this beer flight sucks, just like the rest of us. All right, so for beer bright. F, yeah. Our Sudge rating is going to be a 3, and the big reveal for beer F.
This is another well-being, and this one is the Heavenly Body Golden Wheat.
Named after me.
68 calories, zero sugar, 0.2%. Yeah.
Oh, this is one of the ones that came to town.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, this is all they do.
Yeah.
This is their thing.
They only do non-alcoholic beers. Yeah. I met these folks, yeah. So, yeah, and that's great that they actually produced a beer that we actually thought tasted like beer.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Sort of.
Well done.
So, for well-being, thank you for creating a beer that actually tastes like a beer. I appreciate that.
Now put some alcohol in it. Shut up.
Our Sudge rating for that was 3 once again. All right. Moving along to beer G, as in gah. I cannot believe this flight lasted this long. What are your tasting notes on beer G?
You know what, to me, this one, tasting it right now, it tastes like nothing.
It actually, that's what I was just, I thought
I,
that.
I don't dislike it. Right. I don't like it. I nothing it.
That's it.
Like, it's there. It's just, like, I know it's there.
It's not water.
It's not
beer.
You'll love my tasting notes. I wrote down, I thought it was a pills, maybe a pale ale. It was watery. Maybe this is natty light.
Yeah.
I got the faintest hint of a little bit of citrus.
Yeah.
It's like you take a little lemon and squeeze it into your glass of water.
Mm-hmm.
This one, like lemon almost, I could have rated a 3. I almost could have said,
I give this. All right. So our Sedge rating here for beer G is going to be a 2.
You almost made it.
And the big reveal for beer G.
Well, this one is interesting. It's funny that you say lemon. Right, or citrus. So this is the Victory Wheat. But this Victory Wheat is special. This is also by Well-Being.
Okay,
it's not Victory Brew.
This is Golden Monkey with no alcohol in it. Awesome.
Bless their hearts.
Now, granted, this is 0.19 ABV.
Wow.
They're very proud of that versus the 0.2 Heavenly Body Golden Wheat.
So this is their like sports drink beer.
Yeah. It's full of electrolytes and polyphenols and vitamins.
What sport would you watch drinking this? Like,
is it really? Is it really a dog show?
It's like, if you're like you go on a long run or something and you want to like go to the bar and have a beer with your friends.
I feel dumber for drinking this stuff. Yeah,
but like Mick Ultra is a little too boozy.
So, what sport would you be watching if you were drinking this beer?
Yeah, I don't know. Self-flagellation.
A farting contest.
Yeah.
I like that.
Sitting around beating myself.
That game in Korea where guys stand and hit each other with belts.
Work up Juliana, a powerful thirst.
Sport,
doing
what
that.
Sport would you? What would you choose to watch and drink this beer with?
Oh my god, curling!
Curling, curling. I like that.
It's back to Canada.
That's you guys good. Can yeah, not pretty much
leave Canada alone.
All keeping roads the lead here, back to I like Canada. I can blame the
What's
Canadians.
What's the name of that sport?
Terrible beer. Got to be Canadian.
Like you put a ferret down your pants. No, seriously, this is a sport. You put a ferret in your pants, and whoever can keep the ferret in their pants
longest wins.
Hey, Google,
what's the sport with a ferret in it?
What?
That's I promise you, that is a sport.
Put a ferret in your pants and say, find the sunflower seed.
So, do you think that they're probably sponsor that league? Hey, maybe. We're the official sponsor of the ferret in the pants league.
Yeah.
The ferret pants.
How do they know the difference between 0.19 and 5.2%. I mean, really, are they testing this? Because, hey, the non-alcoholic beer we should have had is that slushy beer from up the road said they were 8%, and when somebody tested it, and it was just pure juice. There was no alcohol in it.
I think their lab guy might be the only guy that's on the ball.
I don't know.
Okay, so ferret legging was an endurance test or stunt in which ferrets were trapped in trousers worn by a participant, also known as put 'em down and ferret down trousers.
Put 'em down.
It seems to have been popular among coal miners in Yorkshire, England.
Yeah.
There you go.
So I just want to know, if it was an Amish ferret, would it be any different?
It would work that much
and
harder.
And would you know which one of the ex-Amish ferrets?
I guess the ferret would have that beard, right? But not a mustache.
Would he still be named Yoder?
Maybe.
Yeah, this beer's that is funny.
What's your deal with Yoder?
This beer's made me dumb.
It's a common Amish name.
It's a common Amish name.
Yeah.
Common Amish?
Yeah, the Yoders. Yoder. They're over there.
Yeah.
All right, so, wow.
Yeah, so there we are.
So the Well-Beam sports beer, again, Victory was named Suds of Two for that.
I like how when we said victory, we all went,
I was like, oh, cool. Yeah. Like,
No, not even close.
Golden Monkey NA. Yeah, that's coming out next spring.
We're just looking for anything there.
Yeah, please.
You know, please, right. Give us something to hang
We're
on
into
to.
The last beer of the flight. Beer H is in Hallelujah.
This Hallelujah is beer.
Yeah, so...
I mean, it's
okay. This is the first time that I wrote down nasty twice.
This is not the worst of the bunch.
It's not at all.
It's kind of perfumey.
Sweet. It is.
Little dry, resiny at the finish.
Gosh, I would ask my money back if somebody handed this to me.
You know what? I'm going to say if I had to, this would be the one I would pick. I did not. My rating doesn't reflect that, but
this
but
one
now
warmed.
Now that I taste it, and you know,
this one warmed up better than a lot of the others.
Yeah, it did.
True, I will give you that. It went from being nasty to just
this is
nasty.
Not offensive. This is not that. Hey, there we go. That's what a low alcohol beer.
It's not offensive.
That's what they should aim for, is it's not offensive.
Try our beer. It's not offensive.
I mean,
this won't piss you off.
This is almost.
It's almost.
Almost drinkable.
All right. Our Suds rating here for beer H is a 2.
Yeah.
And the big review.
This one's going to.
Oh, she's so excited about this one.
Okay. This one is 0.5%. And it tastes just like a regular beer, but therein lies the special effect.
Zebulon.
It's not. We use a special fermentation method that develops the flavors, aromas, and character of beer with none of the alcohol and a generous dry hopping resulting in lively hops and a clean finish.
Sure.
No.
Brooklyn Brewing.
Yeah. Brooklyn Brewing.
Okay. It's called Special Effects.
Special Effects. Yep. Wow.
There you go.
That's my pick of the litter.
There it is.
Read them and weep, Mike Woods.
All right. So that recap real quick for Beer H was Brooklyn
Brewing
Special Effects.
Special Effects.
And our Suds rating was 2.
Yeah.
Wow. So what do you guys think of this flight?
Wow. I don't even know what to say.
This was the only way you could have gotten me to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I would never volunteer.
You know,
for this.
I've been with people that, you know, they've asked me about a non-alcoholic beer that, you know, I would recommend. And I just have, I'm like, yeah, I'm just always kind of flabbergasted when people ask me that. Yeah. I'm like, why would you?
Decaffeinated coffee. Why?
What's the point?
Well, here's the deal. Decaffeinated coffee still tastes like coffee.
Sometimes.
Negative. Okay. I mean, sorry.
I don't drink much of it, so I don't really know.
The main coffee nerd in the room says negative.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'll defer to you.
I would not drink any of these. I might have tried the BrewDog or the Brooklyn just out of curiosity. I wouldn't have even tried the others.
I wouldn't have wanted to.
No. Yeah.
Well, I think that's kind of the point is like, I'm not slamming anybody for not drinking alcohol. Obviously, that's a positive choice people make for their health and stuff.
We should say that.
And I encourage that. Yeah. But don't I've try to drink something years.
That's a requirement.
Make the break.
Don't try
we're
to drink.
We're not judging you.
Okay, but maybe for somebody that's in a group of people, like if you're going to a family reunion or something like that where there's going to be other cans of, you know, that are being cracked open and carried around. Yeah. Maybe they just feel that they need to have something.
Yes. I hate that they feel that way.
Yeah. If you're going to do a head fake, don't go down this path.
You know what? Here's a fun fact. I'm probably going to think you're more of a dork for drinking this crap.
Than just drinking water or tea.
Yeah. But until recently with the Lagunitas hop water, you really didn't have another choice,
is true.
But just drink the hop water.
Which is fantastic. Moral of the story is...
I feel enlightened. At least I have an informed opinion
This was actually kind of fun.
That this is a bad idea.
Yeah. it was fun, though.
As opposed to if you'd asked me about it beforehand, I would have said it's a bad idea.
But fun.
Questionable decision. Done again.
For sure. Yeah. Hey, thanks for joining us on this Torture Fest episode today. It's really a lot of fun. We'll have all of our show notes that you can go back and look at all of these names and all their glory as well. Hey, guess what? You actually found this show. Awesome. We're losing it here. We're going to be right back wherever you found us again next week as well.
With alcohol,
that's for sure.
Yeah.
As well as on radio, satellite, online, anywhere on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, nearly any place you can listen to a podcast. The easiest way to find this show is on your phone. Ask any of the chicks, Alexa, Siri, Google, Play Podcasts, Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
We love your feedback, and you can always reach us online at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com.
Our daily tasting notes flew out on Twitter and Instagram every day at @SipSudsSmoke, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news.
Please take the time to rate this episode if you're listening online.
5 stars.
Do it.
Hey, I want to thank my co-host for being here through this real quickly. Good old boy Caperton.
This was fun. Despite it all, I'm glad you guys had me along for this.
Good old gal Juliana.
The question is, are we better with or without the alcohol?
Stupid question. Good old boy Dave.
Yeah, hey, if I turn up missing, these guys did it.
Hey, Kendall, now say goodbye.
Goodbye. Glad to be here.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.